So I was, I guess it was supposed to be about Torah and Kabbalah Satorah and Kavod HaTorah. We're going to talk about rabbinic titles, but I guess we just found out that Rabbi Gershon Edelstein said that, Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein said that, or did you say everybody over the age of 90 should be referred to as Maran? Okay.
I think it was in a certain category. Yeah.
A certain category. So, I don't know, it's just not everybody over 90, but certain classification. What?
With or without Alzheimer's.
I'm not sure. That's I can't speak to that. So not only is it current events, but it's also in Yana Deyuma of Kavod HaTorah. So if you read any Torah work, Jewish newspaper, Jewish publication, full of titles for Gedol Yisrael, everyone nowadays is seemingly Harav Hagon. You know, in the past, that was a title selected for a very accomplished Talmid Chacham. On the other hand, we also want to give respect to Lomdei Torah and people who represent the Torah. People who spend their days and nights involved in learning and teaching Torah, and that could apply to someone who wrote a sefer. It could apply to a guy who's a sholem yeshiva in a high school somewhere. Anyone could be a Rav Hagon. So, what's the rules? What are the discussions about rabbinic titles? Because there seem to be so many rabbinic titles, and what do Chazal, what do the Rishonim, what do the Poskim have to say about that? It's not a new or modern issue. So let's go back to the beginning. The Avos are always referred to by their names, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We sometimes add Avinu, but we don't give rabbinic titles to Yishei HaTanach. The first person we really give a rabbinic title to is Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first time we have such a title. But if you look at the Avos Rabbi Nassan, the first source on the page, so the Avos Rabbi Nassan says in Perek Aleph, Ma Amra Chava B'dayta, what did Chava say? Kol HaDvarim Shepakdani Rebbe Mitchila Shekerheim. Everything that I was told by my Rebbe originally is Sheker. And it goes on to explain why she feels she was misled before eating from Eitz Hadas. Miyaz Nitzel V'Acha, she went and she ate from it. V'Nasel Adam L'Achol, she went and gave it for Adam to eat. Shneamar V'Ter Yisha Ki Tova Yitzmeichel, V'Chisavahu Le'inayim. So we see that apparently Chava, according to the Medrash, refers to Adam as Rebbe, her teacher. Now, we could understand that Rebbe here is being used as a form as like Adoni, like my master. My superior. Nevertheless, even in the generations after Moshe, Yoshua, Shmuel, everybody in Tanakh, Shaul, nobody is called Rebbe. Even Anshei Knesset HaGdola. There's nobody in Anshei Knesset HaGdola who has the title of Rebbe at all. There's Shimon HaTzadik. He's not Reb Shimon HaTzadik, he's Shimon HaTzadik. And even in the later generations, the Zugos, the pairs that we have in Pirkei Avos, no one is given the title of Rabbi. Yobasi Ben Yoezer Yisreda, Yosef ben Yochanan, Yishu Shalayim, Yoshua ben Paracha, Nitai Rebeli, Yudah ben Tabai, Yishuvan ben Shetah, Shemani, Atalim, Hillel, Shammai. It's not Reb Hillel, it's not Rav Shammai. There's no rabbinic title there. Going further, even the leaders of the generations were called Rabban. Not Rabbi, but they were called Rabban. Meaning the rabbi of everyone, everybody's rabbi. We find this with Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Others were called Rebbe. Who's called the first people to call Rebbe are the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Mishnah says in Berakhi Avos, Chamisha Talmidim Hayulo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five students, and for the first time we have Rebbe Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya, Rebbe Yossi HaKohen. Only at that time do we find the title of rabbi, so to speak, of Rebbe being used. It's a title for someone who receives smicha from a teacher, real smicha. Smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, not the, I don't want to call it fake, but the not ideal smicha that we have nowadays. In Bavel, they didn't have smicha. So the Amorayim in Bavel were called Rav, not Rebbe, because in Bavel they didn't have smicha, so they were called Rav. Only in the period of the Rishonim do we find the title of Rabbi or Rebbe becoming popular amongst the different Torah leaders at that time, to be accepted for all rabbis. Nowadays, we generally refer to the Rishonim as Rabbeinu, and refers to the Acharonim as Rebbe, right? We'll say Rabbeinu Asher, Rabbeinu Nisim, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. But we would never say Rabbeinu Akiva Eger. We would never say Rabbeinu Moshe Isselis. It just doesn't click. So we save Rabbeinu for the Rishonim and Rebbe for the Acharonim. Nevertheless, even in the days of Chazal, there were many Gedolim who did not use titles. Shmuel, Abaye, names we're familiar with throughout Shas, based on the saying, Gadol me Rabban, Shmo, right? The greatest of the rabbis, all he needs to say is their name, right? The more famous a person is, the less titles they need, because the fame of their name carries everywhere they go. Other times, not having a title was actually a shtach. It was an insult. It was an insult, right? We have Ben Azai in the Gemara, right? Shimon Ben Azai never wanted to marry. So as that the Chazal felt that was a mistake, so they call him Ben Azai. They take away his titles. They take away his labels, only referring to by his father's name as a sign of their disagreement with his practice. In the days of the Gaonim, we have the famous term a Gaon. It's the first time we have the title Gaon. As Rosh Hashanah likes to point out, Gaon does not mean a genius in the days of the Gaonim. The yeshiva was called Yeshivas Gaon Yaakov. That was the yeshiva of the in Bavel. And whoever was the Rosh Yeshiva was called the Gaon. Gaon just meant you were a yeshiva. It didn't mean you were a genius. It just meant that you were the Rosh Yeshiva of the yeshiva in Bavel. You may have been a Gadol B'Yisrael, but if you weren't Rosh Yeshiva of Bavel, you were not called a Gaon. That's how the title worked. There was once a Jew who wrote to the Kleuzenberger Rebbe a letter, and the Kleuzenberger Rebbe wrote back and was clear from the question that the person had sent to the Kleuzenberger Rebbe that this Jew was unfamiliar with a well-known, a famous Rashi. It was like a very embarrassing thing. He didn't know this Rashi. So in response to the question, the Kleuzenberger Rebbe referred to the questioner as Harav Hagon. So they asked him, how come you referred to him as a Gaon? So the Rebbe said, what? Well, it's true. The Gaonim didn't know this Rashi, and he doesn't know this Rashi. So he's just like one of the Gaonim. That's how he explained it. If you look here in front of you, you have from Rav Chaim Hirshenson's Malchi Vakodesh in Chelek Aleph. He writes about the title of Gaon. He says, HaGaonis hi techuna betolda uvenefesh. Genius is something that is a natural thing, a gift that a person has. Osha Masiga de Yagia, or a person attained genius through efforts. Velimud Besedir Yashar, learning properly. Ve'inena miyuchases leharabinus klal. It has nothing to do with being a rabbi. Being a gon has nothing to do with rabbinics. Ki yecholo lihios b'chol miktsoa b'tora uvamadu v'chaim. You could be a genius in anything. Va'anashim mitsuyonim keilin nimtsayim b'chol am v'misra katamod. You could be a genius from Pakistan, you could be a genius from Indonesia, you could be a genius from Canada, from Mexico, whatever you want. It has nothing to do with being Jewish or a rabbi. It just means being extremely accomplished in that specific skill set. V'kasher machnis l'chol mishehu b'toar kazeh. When I call every single person who learns a little bit of Torah a gon, mashpilim b'zeh es erech ha-toar. We are lowering the value of this title, asher tekufam yuchedes bedivrei yemei emanu b'tifarbo. It's supposed to represent a specific glorious time period of the Jewish people. Basher nasan rakla nashim mitzuyanim b'chol davador. And it should only be given to the greatest and the most exceptional people of every generation. Gaon should not be thrown about to anybody. He goes on to say that when referring to someone who's truly a gaon, we should really say hagon ha'amiti. The real Gaon, meaning anyone's a Gaon. So if you want to know someone who's a real Gaon nowadays, we should call them Hagon HaMiti, the real genius. Nowadays, it's common that every single married man who's mentioned in a Jewish newspaper is called Reb, right? When anybody who gets an aliyah at a shul is a Rebbe or called up a Rav. They write about him in the newspaper, wherever he may be. Reb, Rebbe, true, but you see, you open up the Atel, you open up Hamodiah, there's a dinner for some institution, and this one's a rabbi, all these rabbis are getting honored? It could be, but not every single one of them is necessarily a rabbi. Many Gadol Yisrael were against these flowery titles. Some said it was an issue of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. It's a lie. Person's not a rabbi. How could you say such a thing? Others says, we'll get back to this later, the Tshuva Zecher Yehosef of Yosef Zachari Stern. It's chanufa, it's flattery. And it would lead people to have gaiva. The Gemara in Erevin says, Miksas Shivcho al Shal Adam Omrim Befanav, V'kulo Shal Befanav. You should say a little bit of praise in the person's in front of you, and can say all of their praise when the person's not there. So the Stei Chemed writes, in the name of the Bikurei Shlomo, who felt that writing something about a person is considered shevach befanev. If I write in the newspaper that this person is harav hagon, even though he might not be in front of me, it is in front of me, because once I'm publicizing to the whole world, then it is shevacho befanev. He'll see what you wrote about him. So let's go back to one of the earliest sources, the Rashbats. In his Magen Avos and Bergavos, the Rashbats lived from the end of the 1300s to the middle of the 1400s. Listen to what he writes in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis. Uma shenahagu bedoros halal likro l'chol adam rebbe. He says in his generation, we're talking about the 15th century, that we call every single person rabbi, nafal zeh haminag mehakamo sheish bem karayim. It comes from the Karaites, or to avoid the Karaites. Kedei shelo yitzu lomar zeh ha'ishu mehakarayim. It's not to say this person is of the Karaitic faith. Because what we're saying is, this is a rabbinic Jew. When I call the person Rebbe, what I'm saying is, this is of the Rabbanan. This Jew is a rabbinic Jew, and he's not like the Karaites, who don't believe into the Torah Shebaal Peh. It has nothing to do with the Yedias HaTorah, he says. It's simply a distinguishing mark of an Orthodox rabbinic following Jew. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos in Bechoros in Perek Dalet writes at length about what's a chacham, what's a mumcha, what's a rosh yeshiva, and he says they're all mixed up nowadays, they're all interchangeable, and there's no significance. It seems as the generations continued, though, the titles began to grow more and more, and became absurd. It seems that people nowadays are as great Talmidei Chachamim than those in the past. Look here in the Hakdama of the Teshuvas Tefillah LeMoshe, Rav Moshe Levi. He says, "Mikol makom yimtza hakorei b'sefer zeh." He says, "I want the person who reads my book to know." Shepa'amim rabos shishtam shibloshon shal kavod v'zehiros yiseiru l'rabbinim b'dor shlefneinu u'shebedoreinu anu. He says, "I'm going to be honest. You're going to see me quoting rabbis, and I'm going to give them all types of titles: rabbis of this generation, previous generations, yosem mibloshon bo hishtam shil kafei rabbanim shebedoros hakodmim." And I might even be more flowery about recent rabbis than I am about rabbis from hundreds of years ago. Why would I do that? I'm not saying chas v'shalom that I think that the rabbi of the previous generation is greater than the rabbi of 500 years ago. That's not what I'm saying. Rakavanti l'shachne asakore shuli chashdeni shemezal ani barav ploni o almoni. He said, "I just want you to understand that I'm doing this because I don't want you to, if I have anything less than a flowery title, you may think that I don't think highly of such a rabbi, a contemporary rabbi." V'lechen chalakti al dvarav k'mo shechoshim hayom rabim l'tzireinu. V'lechen gadalti mefarti es rabbenei hador achar hamukarim lanu. He says, the rabbis that we're familiar with in this generation and the past generation, if I don't give all that flowery title, then you're going to say, ah, he must not think highly of them. So he says, like when in Romans, you got to do it, I have to keep up with everybody else, so that's why I use these titles. One of the Rishonim who was adamant against titles was the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel is a parish in Pirkei Avos called the Nachos Avos. This is what he writes in chapter 6 of Pirkei Avos. V'histakel Amru. He says, I need to tell you something. Rei Ahuv Ohev Umesameach. He's going on a pasuk. Ki Eilahem Hashemos Shiroi Shiru B'nei Chachmei Yisrael Begolos Lo Rav. He says, you should call people beloved, you should call them friends, but why is everybody considered a Rav all of a sudden? He says, if you want to call a Chacham nowadays, you should call somebody a Rav. Rav, but Rabban should only go to somebody who has smicha. He says, when I was in Spain and Portugal, nobody was called Rabban. Nobody was given this title unless they were, you know, an ordained rabbi. He says, after I had to come to Italy, after the expulsion, all of a sudden, everyone has smicha. Everyone in Italy, you know, has rabbinic ordination. Every Ashkenazi person is giving smicha and gives smicha to everybody else all the time. Where do they get such a permission to do such a thing? He says they got it from the Gayim, who everyone is a doctor. This one's a doctor of this, and this one's a professor of that. And they pulled it from the Gayim. He says, halavai, we should have many fine ordained rabbis. Ki kvar kasu shebeilu azmanim baki betzlasa sidrei modei nezikim nashim nikra chacham. They say, it was already said before, that a person who knows moed, nezikim, and nashim is a chacham. Vim elu habaki od beseder kachim. If he also knows kachim, he's called a rebbe. Vim elu habaki od, and he also knows zerim and taros, he's called a gom. He says all these people in Italy, they don't even know one Masechta Shas. So then all of a sudden we call them rabbi. How could we have such a thing? Why is it though that the Ashkenazim give such exalted titles to one another? So we need a Svari to come and defend us. The Chidar writes in the Shema Gedolim about the Maharil. He says, "B'yimei Maharil, Rabosav Hischil ba'Ashkenaz Lasos Smichas Morenu." He says, why are they calling everybody Morenu in the days of the Rishonim and Ashkenaz? Why is everybody our rabbi? And the Barbanel is screaming in the Nachas Avos, but everybody in Ashkenaz is a rabbi. V'amar Hagon Sinai Bar Bitzalel. He says, the Rav Sinai Bar Bitzalel explained, to Tam Hadavar Shekorim Zeh Kol, Maskil haya no sein gitin v'kedushin v'yasu tikkun l'zeh. He says there was an issue with gitin v'kedushin, people organizing, giving gets, and being masar kedushin. Zelomer shelo yisasok begitin v'kedushin kim im nismach b'shem Morenu. They gave out the title Morenu in Ashkenaz to distinguish because our people were doing gitin and kedushin when they shouldn't have. So they only the people who were real Talmidei Chachamim were Morenu. And then everybody else kind of got called rabbi because that's what happened in Ashkenaz. The Maharal Neder HaChaim Avos Perek Dal bemoans that in his generation, anyone who's never learned Torah before is a rav or a chaver. Whoever wants titles comes and takes them. And the Maharal says it's only proper to call someone a rav if they're exceptional chachma and zikna as well. On the other hand, they say about the Chacham Tzvi, the father of Yaakov Emden, Rav Tzvirus Ashkenazi, that he would get letters with all types of flowery rabbinic titles addressed to him, and he would read them. He would read all the titles. And someone asked him and said, it seems very gaivadik. It's not a yura. You sit there reading all these titles that people write to you. So the Chacham Tzvi said that on the contrary, when I read all of the nice things they say about me, it keeps me from sinning because I have to keep up to a standard. Wouldn't you be ashamed to act in a way below being harav, hagon, ha'adir, ha'amiti? You would be ashamed to act below that. And he says, I read these things in order to make sure I stay on the right path. One of the Gedolei Ador who was very bothered by excessive titles was Rabbi Akiva Eger. He has a letter that's printed in the beginning of the Tshuvas where he instructs his children how to organize and print his Tshuvas. In the letter he writes to them, he says, Ashanisi v'kashach, I ask of you, Sholoha tik hashelos shalom elai asherbo barosh hashelos. He says, don't write the names of the people. Ki amarti ani believe tamid al divra satarim shanagu gaben l'chsov, yashar chayli av talinim, ki rebuyim kashom yutin lo yafa. He goes on to explain, people write me all these titles in the letters to me, and they call me all types of names. He says, there's no purpose for this. You can leave all of those things out when you print my tshuvas, and there's no reason to keep those things in. He goes on to explain his perspective about these things and why it's wrong and how it's dishonest to have all these different types of titles, and there's no reason to print them when it comes to his tshuvas. Okay, we're not going to read the whole thing inside. You can read it for homework. A few more points about this. Rav Isaac Lacharev heard that they called a specific person a gon, and he smiled and he said, there are many gonim nowadays, as many as there are mushrooms that come up from the rain. And he said, soon we'll fulfill the words in Yeshayahu. The Nabi Yeshayahu says, Pri ha'aretz l'ga'on. The fruit of the land will be to gon. But meaning, it means there's a lot of it. But there'll be gonim sprouting up from the land. That even the potatoes will be called gon, said Rav Isaac Lacharev, because there'll be so many people. Rav Ezra Atiyu is Rosh Yeshiva of Porat Yosef. He was once visited by a chacham who asked Rav Atiyah to write a letter supporting a certain Talmid Chacham. So he wrote the letter, and in praising the Talmid Chacham, the visitor mentioned that he was a baki b'chol hashas, an expert in all of shas. So Rav Atiyah wrote the letter, and writing and agreeing that he was a baki b'chol hashas. So Rav Atiyah then turned to those present, and he said to them that the Tshuvas HaRivash in Simen Reisha and Shinai and Hey says that Rabbeinu Nisim, the Ran, who's greater than the Ran of the Rishonim, was described as being once in a generation. Miyuchad Badoro, why? Because he was a baki in three Sedarim of Shas. Okay? That's how the Rivash, who was the Gadol Ador, referred to the previous Gadol Ador as the Ran, that he was a baki in three Sedarim. So Rav Atiyah told everyone there that nowadays, people all the time is a baki in Shas. The guy knows Shas. He knows Shas. Called is a baki in Shas. But we have to be very careful how we use that term. Because it doesn't mean the same thing it did in the past. If the Ran was called Miyuchad Bedoro, Yachad Bedoro, and he was a Baki in three Siddharim and Shas, and he was the Ran, you have to be very careful before anyone calls themselves a Baki in Shas nowadays. He says in the Tzemach David, there's a hesped for the Beis Yosef. The Tzemach David was the Rav of Krakow, was a Talmud of the Ramah, so he gave a hesped on the Beis Yosef. And he says, woe is the great praise of the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef covered Shas 1.5 times. That was the praise of the Beis Yosef. So we need to be careful what it means to say, to know Shas, to be holding in Shas, it meant something much more than the previous Doros. Rav Kalfon Moshe Cohen was the Rav of Jerba. He once brought a man to Beis Din. The man had asked a friend what time it was, and he said to him, Rav David, what time is it? In Shul. And Rav Kalfon Moshe Cohen said it's improper to use such a title and to call someone a rabbi if they're not. And he said it undermines the covenant of Talmid Chachamim, and he brought the guy to Beis Din, the guy had to pay a fine to the communal tzedaka. That's how strict he took it. If you look over here, Rav Simcha Zissel Zivi Alter of Kelm, in his Chachma U'Musra Chelek Beis, talks about his feeling about excessive rabbinic titles. He says, "B'ta'arim gedolim harbe yos midah." There's too many titles. "B'zeh atem ma'avdim es olam." You could lose your olam haba. "Kirova olam ata ein lahem hakaras lahavchin davar." People don't understand what this means, these titles. "V'atem gormim shidiyotam nasim gonim gedolim." You write these letters, and you're making regular people into gonim gedolim. "Ukrovim l'rashka bahag." It's as if the Rabban shall kol b'nei ha'gol. It's as if they're the godol ador. "Varova olam rom torim gedolim shalem." People see the titles that you write for them. "V'sorim kehem ha'konim ha'rishonim." They think they're like the Rishonim. "V'som chamaleim la'akor torim yisrael chas v'shalom." And then, such a person thinks that they're entitled to an opinion, when in fact, they're not entitled to an opinion. And it can lead to an uprooting of the Torah. "Re'isi me'ad morzal." He says, "I saw from my Rebbe, Rabbi Sol Salanter, shaya makbid al Torah." He was very careful about titles. "U'min astam pachad shema yasa roshim alav." And he had such a pachad, he had such a fear, Rabbi Sol Salanter, that when people gave him rabbinic titles, it would have an impact on him and change his personality. And Rabbi Sol Salanter was fearful of people giving him such things because he was afraid it would affect his midos. When Rav Menashe Klein and the Stifler Gaon would write letters to each other, they would write as follows, Harav v'chulei, right, etc. in Hebrew, Vav chavav v'chulei, meaning, interpret as ever you want, rabbi, whatever, fill in the blank, and however you feel you should be called, you can fill it in. This is what the Gemara means when it says, Omri miksas shivcho shel adam lefanav, right, you should say some of the praise in front of him, v'kulo shelo befanav, v'kulo meaning v'chulei, V'chulo shelo b'fanav, and you're not in front of him, so he'll write v'chule, and he'll fill in the rest as he feels is appropriate. What if you don't know the caliber of the person you're writing to? You're writing a letter, an email to somebody, to a rabbi, to some talmid chacham. What if you don't know the caliber? So some people write harav hey hey, Rosh Yeshivas hey hey, which can mean harav hagon. It can mean hanadiv hanichbad, like the generous benefactor. One time there was a rabbi who wrote someone with the title Hey, 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 through four heys in a row. So someone asked the rabbi what it meant, and he said that the recipient will probably understand it to mean harav, hagadol, hagon, hamafursam. That's probably how he'll interpret it. But what I think it means is hevel havalim hakol hevel. That's what the four heys stand for. So each one can interpret it as they see fit. In the Sefer Agan HaSoar, which is the biography of Rav Avram Ganachovsky, who was a very popular Rosh Hashiva Magid Shir in Eretz Yisrael. He would refer to everyone, says the biography, as Hagon Resh, Hagon Reb. Every single person got the title, Hagon Rav, even young men. So his son asked him why he did this, and he explained the following story. He says that one time I wrote a letter to a young man in Kollel, and a few days later, he saw this man's father-in-law that he wrote the letter to, and the father-in-law was very upset. So when Ganachovsky inquired why he was upset, the father-in-law said he was insulted that you didn't refer to my son-in-law, who's in Kollel, as Harav Agon. So therefore, going forward, he would call everyone with this title, because it's not worth it to not insult the person. If that's what the people expect, to be called Hagon or whatever, so then call them that. It's not worth the insult. And he added that he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Chasid Abramsky, that nowadays it's getting so bad that soon calling someone a gon will be an insult. It'll be a chutzpah. And if a person calls his friend gon, the other one will be insulted and say, I'm a gon, you're a gon. And that's how bad it will become. The Noam Siach, the Basin of Satanov, records that the Admor of Strikov was davening Shachris and there was no Kohen. So the Gabbai called him up and he said, Ein kan Kohen yamod Adonainu Arainu Varabainu. And the Rebbe heard this and he continued in the same niggun and he said, Ein kan Adonainu Arainu Varabainu yamod. And he passed it on to somebody else. There was a chuppah where the rabbi was called up for the third Sheva Bracha. And the announcer called him up as Hagon Rav Ploni Halevi. Right, Hagon, whatever, Halevi. And after the chuppah, the rabbi came over to the announcer to complain, since when am I a Levi? That he made such a mistake. What are you calling me a Levi for? So the announcer apologized and then asked him, why didn't you ask me when did you become a Gon? So what do we say, halacha l'maisa? Is one allowed to write titles that are exaggerated? You're writing to a rabbi, you're writing to a person, we'll use email nowadays, the more common way to write. You're writing an email to a respected Torah figure. So what's the halacha here regarding the titles and the exaggerations? Certainly, as we saw, many, many poskim, many, many gedolim are against using unnecessary titles. Rav Shmuel David Monk, who is the Rav of Haifa, the Rav of the Haredi community in Haifa, he writes in the Chuas Peah Sadach Chelak Aleph and Siman Kuf Tes Vav that I'm against these practices. One should not put any extra titles into any letters. However, the Shita Mikubetzes and Ksuvas Taf Yud Zayin, the Chuas Chaim Shal Chelak Aleph, the Sei Chemed and the Klal Mareches Ches says that if it would be insulting to the person to not be addressed with the titles like Hagon, Harav, or whatever it may be, then address them this way so they're not insulted. As long as it is Karov Le'emes, he says. Karov Le'emes, it's close to the truth. I guess each one can be the judge how Karov Le'emes it is, but it shouldn't be so far off. Rav Yosef Zechariah Stern, the rabbi of Shavel, who, by all accounts from his contemporaries, was a Gon, a true Gon, who was well versed in every single chelik of Torah. You can see from his tshuvas, which are packed with marma komos and quoting from all types of broad sources, and just a brilliant mind. So he writes in the tshuvas Eichel Yehosef Arachayim Simen Reishin Gimel about this issue. And he was asked, why do you remove all of the flowery titles when you printed your first two volumes? Right? The first two volumes of the Zeichel Yosef, he didn't put any title, he cut all the titles out. He just did the letter from this rabbi, and he cut all the other flowery toarim. They said, shouldn't they be kept in when this generation there's a lack of kavod Torah, and you leave out the titles, it takes away from kavod Talmid Chachamim. So he explained that when he writes to people, as much as it bothers him, he includes all the regular titles, because he doesn't want to insult them. But the practice of excessive toarim of titles is wrong. So when I wrote to them, I included it. Just because I print my book, but they need to see it again, they got the titles the first time. The Yechavadas Ravad Yosef Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Gimel says you can use descriptive terms that are originally intended for Hashem when being Mishabech HaTamachacham, right? You can write to somebody that they are Hameir La'aretz Uladarim, right? They light up the world in this way. He says it's an appropriate way if a person wants to when writing to Samina Chachamim. The last discussion is about titles for someone who passed away. So look here in the Torah in Yeridein Simen Shin Mem Dal. The Torah says, "Aser lahaflig b'shivcha yos midai." When giving a hesped, you can't add too much. Elamaskir midosav hatovas. Talk about their good midos. Umosifin behem tsas. You can add a little bit. Rakshul yaflig b'yoser. Just don't exaggerate too much. Okay, don't exaggerate too much. V'im lo hayalo bo midos tovas klal. If they didn't have any good midos at all, then don't mention anything if they didn't have it. If a person was wise or righteous, you should mention it. If you say something a person didn't actually have, or you exaggerate way too much, it's bad for you, and it's also bad for the nifter, because they'll judge the neshama based on what you said about them at the hesped. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Vav, and that's Simon Yeridaya, he says, V'zeh shekosav ha'asul ha'afik b'shivcha yosh midai, u'mosifin v'hem k'tas. So what's the difference, what's the line between too much and adding a little, right? The Torah says you can add a little, but not too much. Where's the Goldilocks of descriptives? U'mosifin v'hem k'tas. B'ra devarim kenhu. D'memela behechrech lios behem sas tosefes. He says there's already going to be a little bit of exaggeration. D'mi yuchel lechavim mamash lashevach moshu. Is anyone going to hit the nail right on the head when you talk about the person? No. Everyone's going to naturally be off the mark in some way. And some shevach will obviously creep in. U'behechrech o lohosif mat, o legro mat. Mutav lohosif legro. He says, if I have the choice between, is this exactly the case? Maybe I should leave it out of the eulogy. So if I have the question between taking out and leaving in, better to leave in. Vein zehosafa techinu derech hamadabim. That's not an addition. It's the way people talk. We speak nicely about people, and that's an appropriate thing. And because of this, many poskim felt that detailed descriptions about how many poskim left in their eulogies detailed descriptions how they should be referred to. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asked, they only say about him that he was a Marbitz Torah in Yeshivas called Torah, and that's all he wanted to say about him. No other titles, no other praises. There's a bunch of pages in Rabbi Chanoch Teller's biography of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach where he writes about Rosh Shlomo Zalman's feelings about descriptive titles and how they're improper. Rav Volbi, in his will, asked, they not refer to him as a tzaddik. That was his request. Don't write about me as a tzaddik. In the newspapers, when he died, they then wrote, HaRav Volbi Zatzal, Kasher Shelo Lichtov Alav Tzaddik. That's what they wrote. Okay, so, yeah, they wrote Zatzal. Yeah, the Tzaddik Bracha, right? So they didn't listen to what he had to say. So these are the different things. We should try to be careful. We were advised by the Seichemed. Karov la'emes. We want to say emesic things about people. We want to give people the kavod that, you know, they deserve and they're entitled to. But at the same time, we need to be reasonable in how we talk about people and how we describe people. And it doesn't help their midos. It doesn't help their sense of themselves. And everyone should get the proper titles they deserve. It happens to be, there's a Torah journal called Zera Yaakov, which I think is the Torah journal put out by Babov. And there's three journals, Chav Zion, Chav Ches, Chav Tes Lamed. So 27, 28, 29, 30. There's a Rav there. One of the Rabbanim in Babov wrote four complete articles about this and what all these different titles mean and all these different titles represent. Okay, we'll stop here.